Israelis pay close attention to political advertisements, and Israeli election campaigns only begin when the parties unveil their campaign ads, as they have now done. Those two jingles for the Kadima Party and the Labor Party will be played over and over between now and March 28th, when voters go to the polls to select a new government. Less than 3 months ago, Israel's political future seemed predetermined. Prime Minister Ariel Sharon, leading his newly formed centrist Kadima Party, was virtually guaranteed of an overwhelming victory, a victory he said he would use to set Israel's final border with the Palestinians. As the architect of last year's unilateral Israeli withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, Mr. Sharon had emerged as a historic figure in Israel, trusted across the political spectrum. Using his accumulated political capital, Mr. Sharon left the Likud party, a party he helped to form to establish Kadima, taking some of Israel's leading politicians from both the right-wing Likud party and the left-wing Labor party to form a centrist political bloc, a move that proved overwhelmingly popular with Israeli voters. However, everything changed in early January when Ariel Sharon suffered a massive stroke and cerebral hemorrhage that left him comatose in Jerusalem's Hadassah Hospital, where he remains to this day. Israel's politicians rallied around Mr. Sharon's deputy, Ehud Olmert, a former mayor of Jerusalem, and Mr. Olmert was quickly named acting prime minister and given the task of leading Kadima to an election win. Polls in January showed Mr. Olmert coasting to an easy victory and winning the mandate he said he wanted to carry out Ariel Sharon's goal of setting Israel's final border with the Palestinians. However, recent polls show support for Kadima slipping, with some potential voters defecting to the Likud party, even though Kadima still holds a commanding lead over Likud, its nearest rival. Corruption allegations surrounding Ariel Sharon's son, who, acting as his father's political enforcer, dispensed jobs and favors across the political spectrum, as well as questions about the propriety of Mr. Olmert's multi-million-dollar sale of his house to a foreign investor, have dented Ehud Olmert and Kadima's fortunes. Akiva Aldar, a leading columnist for the Daily Haaretz newspaper, says Mr. Olmert has discovered his political honeymoon is over.
Ehud Olmert doesn't have the charm and the charisma and the experience of his predecessor, and he has to answer questions that Sharon had the privilege of avoiding. Ehud Olmert doesn't get any discounts from the Israeli public, from the media, and of course from the other parties. Sharon was a very unique species, and that's the reason that we saw Kadima reaching 40, even more than 40 seats, so more than one-third of the electorate. And now we are slowly but surely going back to normal life. And it seems that Ehud Olmert doesn't have all the answers.
Israeli politics was also turned upside down on January 25th, when the Islamic militant group Hamas won an overwhelming victory in Palestinian parliamentary elections. It was a victory that few in Israel predicted, and a development that Israel's government, preoccupied by Mr. Sharon's illness and upcoming elections, seemed unprepared for. To many in Israel, Mr. Olmert's government has seemed on the defensive since the Hamas win, something this ad by the Likud party is seeking to reinforce.
Radio Hamas, Radio Olmert, no kolet.
The ad, which is meant to sound like a Hamas broadcast, thanks Mr. Olmert for allowing the Palestinian elections to proceed and for allowing the initial transfer of millions of dollars of customs and tax revenue to the Palestinian Authority, something Israel says it will now no longer do since Hamas has been named to form a new government. Akiva Aldar of Haaretz says even though many Israelis support the idea of pulling back from much of the Palestinian territories, ads like the one created by the Likud party exploit fears that Israelis have about how Palestinian militants seem to have capitalized on last year's Gaza disengagement. Aldar says the Hamas victory solidified those fears and had an immediate impact on Israel's upcoming election.
Actually, the emergence of the Hamas has also forced a new agenda on the and the campaign, because now we are back to issues of security and whether we should go back to the peace process or not. And it seems that the Hamas is dictating us the agenda, the old bad agenda that looks to many people as existential, while social and economic issues look like something that you can put on the back burner.
That has hurt Israel's Labor Party, led by a firebrand labor leader, Amir Peretz, as well as some of Israel's smaller parties, who usually join governing coalitions. The Labor Party's traditional message of helping the poor and opposing free market economic policies does not seem to have much resonance with Israeli voters concerned with security issues and a Hamas government that refuses to disarm or recognize the Jewish state. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.